On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Aren't you that guy everybody hates?
No, man, no.
This is Tall Can Audio. Follow along on Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at Facebook.com/Tall Can Audio.
Just do it!
Tall Can Audio. It's a show not so much about being drunk as it is about drinking. As a wise reviewer has posted recently, my name's Matt. Rob's over there. What's happening today, Matt?
Are the two things not the same?
Apparently not. I kind of liked it. You don't have to be drunk, but you're probably going to want to be drinking.
Okay. Yeah, well, I agree with that for sure. Okay, well, whoever that wise listener was, sounds like they know a thing or two.
Yeah, I think they've been around for a while, but I think it kind of referred to the fact that, you know, you're having the beers on the show more so than hanging around for the aftermath of it, which is probably for the best for everybody. I know you had a delivery coming. Is that what we're hearing being poured right now?
That is not what you're hearing poured, because I assume that my delivery has sat in the delivery vehicles for 3 hours, so...
Yeah.
No, I will not be participating out of that fresh delivery. But I did, for the first time in my home beer delivery, I have, without a pause in between, gone back to Brew Revolution. So anybody
back
who
to
was
back.
Looking, yeah, back to back. And only now I drilled down on a couple of my top three. Anyways.
Now I know what I like. Yeah, okay.
This is it. And really, there wasn't anything as you've heard over the shows, but I went back with the Walking on Sunshine, which is the New England IPA, the Cashmere, which is the Norwegian Pale Ale, which I'm not really sure too much about that. And I picked up 5 bottles of the Pear Necessities,
those
Prickly Pear Sour.
Necessities.
Oh, and a couple of Luckbeer Lager tonight.
Yeah, which we
just
titled a recent
times.
Episode. Yeah.
Yes.
And you said that so was a high-ranking lager for you. In terms of, that's not normally your go-to style, but it had struck you just right the last time you tried one.
The Luckbeer Lager is the kind of thing that, like I said, to me, it had that same, it harkened me back to high school. It tasted like a Sleeman's of old or...
Tasted like it was stolen right out of Dad's fridge.
This is exactly right. It tasted a lot to me like underage drinking.
Yeah, for sure.
Which I think is probably one of the same, although for you, Matt, I think stealing beer out of Dad's fridge is still a...
That's ongoing.
Yeah, well, when your dad keeps a well-stocked beer fridge...
And he absolutely does, and yeah.
Shit's gonna happen.
For sure. You can't make it so tempting. If it was full of blue, well, neither of us would drink it, to be honest with you.
But I'd pour it over an open sore, perhaps. Or if I wanted to, you know, embalm something, perhaps we could use a little
exactly.
Of that.
Exactly. I really would like just my forehead to be sore in the morning. You got some Labatt Blue for me.
Oh, good frontal lobe.
Yeah.
What have you got going on over there?
I'm continuing on the last Evergreen delivery. This is their Maiden Voyage Pale Ale, they call it. And it's their flagship. They say it's crisp. I don't find it to be so. But it is a nice drinking beer. I just, for whatever reason, crisp wouldn't be the word that I would, that I would drop on it. But it is nice drinking so far.
When you think of crisp, what do you think of? What comes to mind?
Honestly, when I think of crisp, and everybody who's listened to this show for a while knows that IPA isn't really my thing, but a good solid IPA has kind of that almost crisp, right? Like you kind of like into it, right? Like it's got a little extra something to it. I don't know. This isn't it. This isn't crisp. And that's not to say I don't like it, but I think that's a poor descriptor that they have attributed to it. And
see, I was thinking more of along the lines of a red apple or new white cheese.
Yeah. Okay. I don't get that last one, but a new red apple for sure. Yeah.
Okay. That's crisp, baby, right there. That's where I'm going.
Back in early April, our friend Maddie Lang forwarded me on a link as Sport Check was having some sort of clearance sale. I have no idea if it had anything to do with the pandemic or not. But they had a huge backlog of hats. New Era, which you know I'm all about. I love the 3930s. And they had all kinds of stuff. $5 a hat. And
well, you should have shared that with me. Probably...
So I picked up a few. I got a Green Bay Packers, which I had a FaceTime not too long after that with my cousin, who is a Packers fan. He's like, nice hat. I'm like, yeah, it was $5. Like, I don't care. Like, I happen to be, well, I'm not a Packers fan.
You now have reached that. You're that old guy.
Sort of.
You're wearing somebody else's high school shirt. And you're like,
sure, yeah.
Hey, man, did you go to, and you're like, no, nope. But I got it.
The Poke 44 or whatever it was, Al Bundy's number.
Yeah, yeah. Poke High, baby. Poke High. Sure.
I don't hate the Packers, but I don't love the Packers. But for $5, a New Era 3930, yoink, right? Like, that's going in the cart. Got an Oakland Raiders, which... may or may not. I've always liked the logo. Obviously, it's obviously on clearance because they're not Oakland anymore. What else did I got a couple others, and then I picked up a couple small ones, like kids or whatever ones, for a couple little guys that I know. And you get out of there for like $40, and you got eight hats. Yeah, it was sweet, man. So,
all right. Well, again, I'm gonna double back to. I haven't really listened to anything you've said in between.
I know. Should have hooked you up, but
hey, reach out, man. I'm willing to pay.
So I got a Blue Jays hat that I really liked, and it doesn't have the logo on it. It's just a blue, and it kind of in that double lined lettering that the team is known for just says Blue Jays across the front. And today is the first day since early April that it has fit, as I have had my first haircut in 5 months.
Really?
Finally, we mowed down the big curly mullet / fro thing that was starting to just get out of control.
Well, because really, for those of you out there who've seen Boys in the Hood, I'm thinking of Ice Cube and Matt with the Oakland Raiders hat. Right? Bam! There's your visual, ladies and gentlemen.
So, yeah, so most of them fit okay because it was the 3930. The Blue Jays one was, I think, an Adidas or something. I wasn't quite sure on. Like, I got the biggest one they had, but sometimes that's still no guarantee that. So, this was the first day I could wear it, and I like it, man. It feels good. Things are mowed down, and I only bring it up because the person, I didn't want to go. I'm still not ready to go into, you know, the places that are opening up and whatever. So a friend of mine said, yeah, I'll do it. We'll just go outside in the backyard and it'll blow away and whatever. And I was down with that. And she did a good job, man, because it's just a set of clippers, right? Like, what are you really going to do? It can only go when you set the guard at 3/4 inch. That's where it stops, right? So
yeah.
She's mowed it all down. It's gone pretty well. And then just at the end, she's kind of touching up the back, right? So you take the guard off just to kind of square off the back corners. And it's going good. Like, it's all fine. And then there's one moment, just at, like, the very end, where I feel way more hair tumble down the back of my neck than you should in that moment. And there's, I don't say anything, but there's quiet for a second, and the blade hasn't touched my neck. And then there's just kind of this, shit. So there is one right behind my right ear, a little notch that's been taken out that is not square with everything else. Yeah. You got to be looking for it, but it is noticeable. It kind of sits right behind. Like, normally, I said to her, because she was all nervous, like, I don't want to mess up your hair. I'm like, fuck, I wear a hat. What do I care? The worst thing in the world is you mess it up and we take it all off. And I wear a hat and it'll be back in 3 weeks. Like, I don't give a shit, right? This one is just below the hat line at the back. If you're looking for it, it's noticeable, right?
So. Well, and what Matt doesn't know is that the back of his head looks like the front of Charlie Brown's t-shirt.
No.
He's got this kind of zigzag up and down all the way across the back. That's but you don't know, so who cares?
Yeah. So anyway, I'm feeling good though, man. I'm feeling light. I'm feeling like the mullet thing that I was approaching when wet, because my hair is extremely curly, for those who don't know. When it's wet, it was almost down to my shoulders, man. Like when the curls were out of it, it was getting out of control. It was time to get that mode down. So I got some new hats that suddenly fit. I'm feeling a little cooler, a little more aerodynamic, and there's a small notch, but it was a simple price to pay, man. I was happy to have it.
And you're talking about, yeah, because hats that fit the average size head.
Do not fit my head.
No, nor mine, really. You know, we're a couple of large domed guys, right?
For sure.
And I have not had a haircut since pre-lockdown, right? So my hair is curly, not as curly as yours.
Right.
Mine is more of a, it gets to be kind of like that cherub, big loopy curls, right? As opposed to, and as it gets longer, it starts to sort of pull a bit. Now, if I was to tell you, talking about average, Matt, what do you think the average male penis size is?
I mean, what do people say it is, or what is it actually?
Okay, and you bring up an interesting point. I was watching, and I can't remember, it was on Netflix. It was, no.
There's nothing average on Pornhub.
Yeah, no, Netflix.
Yeah.
And so they were talking about the penis size. And so women have bras that come in cup sizes and circumference. Like, women all know up front.
I'm a 34B, you know, I'm a 36 double D, I'm a whatever.
Double H.
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas, huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
Whereas guys are left kind of like, I don't know. What are you going
to
do?
It's not as big as I want it to be, but.
Yeah. Or anybody else, really. And that's, anybody who listens to this show knows that. A couple self-deprecating bastards. So I went out and did a little research on this.
What?
In terms of...
Why? Why were you suddenly curious about the average penis? Were you feeling insecure for a minute? Or?
No, just that. Never.
No.
Never. But if you had to take a stab at... And it's up to you whether you want to go with flaccid or erect... Because I have both stats.
Oh.
this is 16,000 Americans participated in this clinic.
Just,
I can't really get it up because my arteries are clogged.
Right.
But
I'm going to say the flaccid is just sub 5.
Okay. 3.9.
Well, that's a little... little subber than I thought it was going to be. And I will say that the...
I thought that was longer.
and the erect, let's call it 7.
Look at that boastful bastard right there.
Well, boastful? Yeah. What if I'm claiming to be sub-average?
Yeah. When they pulled... Most people, Polish guys seem to feel they have the biggest dick in the world.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, so they answered, as Matt did, closer to 7. Most Western European countries come in sort of
between... I thought we
were
only doing American, you said.
Yeah, but this is, in turn, a poll of people saying, how big do you think? And so most come in between, 5.8 and 6.2.
Okay.
The average.
Just say 6 if you're guessing 5.8.
Yeah, but if you've polled 20,000 people,
all right,
you can get a fairly straight number.
Yeah. Okay.
The average erect male penis.
Yeah.
5.25 inches.
All right. I'm a little surprised, I guess. I don't know. I
am also a little surprised by that. And then a little offshoot.
Well, and so the thing is, for like, where do you start, right? When it's hard, like, are you pulling it all the way back to like your asshole where it's already filling up? And you start your measurement there, or just where it's poking out of the pelvis, or where do you start the measurement?
Or your afro, wherever it is. No, you start obviously where it starts.
All right.
And you measure from the top. You don't go from your nutsack up through the other way. To me, you got to go with that.
Okay.
Right? So. And then in an offshoot of that, it was,
yeah.
No pun.
Yeah.
The women polled saying, how important is penis size in your romantic interest? Three answers being very important, somewhat important, or not important at all.
Is this an anonymous poll?
Yeah.
Okay. Then women are going to say like 75% very important.
Okay. It was actually 68%.
Nah, close enough.
Said somewhat important.
Okay.
21% said not important at all.
Lying.
Little less than 12% said very important.
I'm surprised. In the anonymous thing like that, where normally it's never going to get traced back to you, where they're able to go, yeah, no, fuck, it's got a fucking...
I really like that full feeling.
Right. Exactly. It's like when you walk out of the keg.
Yeah, this is very much. You talking about my colon, or are you talking about... And the thing is, I think the ones in the middle, and I'm just going to say, are the most understanding. I think the idea... Well, no. The reality is, yeah, the vagina is only, or the vulva, whatever the hell, vagina, is only so big.
Right.
Right? And so the clitoris is not at the end of that.
No.
Just so people know, right? It's not like ringing a doorbell. So at the end of the day, you know, think about it. Good solid 6 inches is all you need. I'm putting that out there.
The thing I was going to say next is on Monday, July 27th, we will be joined by TSN's hockey way insider, Bob McKenzie.
Yeah.
Can't wait to do that show. I'm not sure that show will still happen after what's happening. Bob's good. Bob, if for those of you who ever listened to the Bobcast, his own podcast that he had going on for a while, lots of talk about men's health. Like he was one of those guys who was willing to go in depth and say the things that men need to hear right around Movember, check your nuts and all these sorts of things. So I think Bob would endorse the conversation we've had here.
Yeah.
I think. I don't want to speak.
Can you pull your pants down just a little bit while I jam a couple fingers straight in your ass?
A couple? I think you see the wrong doctor.
I was here for an earache. I don't know, but it's one of those things like when you go in for a little, a little acupuncture and you go, oh, I got a sore knee, and they put it in your hip.
Put it right in Regina, I think, as we talked about.
I think it's the same theory. You're like, my ear is sore, therefore let's check your prostate.
There's a classic.
Wham!
There's a wham again. That's very. You need to see a new doctor, man. There's a classic scene in Friends, which I know you weren't a big fan of, but one of the scenes is a guy went to see his tailor and to properly yes. get
Joey.
To get the seam length. He runs up, the one inseam, then he cups it, moves it to the other side, and does the other one. He goes, what? What's wrong? Isn't that how they do it? And his buddy looks and goes, yes, it is. In prison?
Checking your inseam,
right.
Squish it over to the other side. And you're like, what?
Monday, July 27th, Bob McKenzie joins the Tall Can Audio podcast. What is it that, are you into something new now, or we've heard a crack over there, man? Are we?
A couple cracks. I've got, but just my standby, my standard. I have an Innocent Gun Lager, and I have a Spiced Rum and Coke.
Okay.
Both are on the go right now.
I want to start with Toronto, like every sports broadcast across the nation.
Yep, sure.
And I understand that there's going to be some varying opinions on this, but I actually think you may agree with me on this one. But to set the table...
Are you sure?
No, I'm not at all, but I think. To set the table, earlier on this past week, most teams began training camp. The Toronto Maple Leafs obviously were amongst them, and they started doing kind of a best of five, just like scrimmages, essentially. And they'd split the teams up, and this is what we're going to do. And they invited a couple of AHL linesmen into to officiate the games. And the next day, they were not back, and Sheldon Keefe said the league asked them to stop doing that. And then on Friday, it broke. Elliot Friedman mentioned on the Fan 590 in Toronto that one of the changes that we hadn't yet heard about in the CBA was things like competitive imbalance and Toronto leaving their facilities open all summer for guys who were in the area or prospects to come in and train either on ice or off ice. And that there had been other teams who complained that that wasn't fair. And so in the new CBA, it's a rule that you cannot do that. And there's a serious part of me that looks at this league on both of those fronts and says, there's some pissant, whiny pieces of shit across the NHL. And this league is desperate to dive to the bottom to appease people who decided to own franchises in a Florida swamp or in the middle of the desert. And we want to cuddle up with them instead of people who are paying the bills through revenue sharing and things like that. Now, I know you're not going to fully wrap your arms around everything I said right there, but I am curious on what your thoughts are on, hey, we left our gym open all summer, like every MLB team does, like every NBA team does, and like every NHL team could if they chose to spend the money to do so. But since they don't want to spend that money, they turn around and bite the hand that fucking feeds and says, nah, you can't do it either. That's not fair. Take it and go, man.
The whole thing is weird, as in why would that ever have to be the important thing to note here too is the ice surface in the gym facility that's available to the Leafs in between sort of May and September.
Yeah,
it's not mandatory.
Nope.
Right, which is the kind of thing I think you need to have negotiated into a CBA. Right, we can't go with any old Red Army type deals where we're going to hold you here for 11 months.
No, you can't tell Austin Matthews you have to stay in Toronto for the summer.
Right. So this is what I'm saying is, yeah. I just want to make it clear that this is not the case here.
No.
Right. It is athletes who are looking for guidance, who don't have their own situations.
Maybe recently
where they
drafted.
Are. Yeah, yeah, or they're bored. I think was the other thing.
Sure. Yeah.
Was,
maybe.
I'm looking for some ice. I got some stuff. It's to me, it's good business to have this. It makes perfect on both fronts.
Yeah,
right. Have the officials there. When I heard that earlier last week that this was happening, I thought that's smart.
Yeah,
right? It's to get them up and going. This is really what's going to have to happen now is flow. Right, we want to have flow.
Mm-hmm.
The team's systems be damned, and we talked about that in another in another show. Who's going to benefit most, and it's going to be the young teams that have legs. And so, to me, more than systems, scrimmaging, and if you can have officials that help.
Well, and even just, if nothing else, extra bodies on the ice. Hey, when you try and dump it in, there might be a fucking guy standing there, right? Or you're trying to cycle around behind the net, and there's an extra referee there. Like, I know that's secondary, but it is part of it. We're about to, you know, you're going to have 14 guys on the ice instead of the 10 that you're scrimmaging with.
And so they went through a bunch of different, the article touched on different teams that also have a similar facility. Mm-hmm. Vegas.
I think Philly was one.
Anaheim was another, and yeah. they said, and there may be more. I think it's ridiculous, first of all, that, hey, man, if that's your business model and that's what you're doing and it's not mandatory, then it just makes good sense. It just makes good sense. So I think it is small time, and it's, to me, it's micromanaging to do it, right? That the Leafs are putting this money, and I think the article correctly put it, they're investing in themselves.
Yep. And all these teams could do it. Go ahead, sorry.
Honestly, it's about $500,000 they're talking about in terms of...
$600,000 a year they pay the city of Toronto to run the MCC Center. I guess it's now the Ford Performance Center, but it used to be the MasterCard Center.
Which has a couple of ice pads. Yep. One is sort of dedicated to the Marlies with a change room for the Marlies, and one is for the Leafs. But these are ice pads that are publicly accessible,
yeah.
right? So it's just obviously the Leafs put some money into it, help with the upkeep, mm-hmm. and then get to block off a little time. Totally fine.
Yeah.
So I do agree with you. To me, it's ridiculous. It's small time. The thing I take issue with, and it's a small issue yeah. in the article, is it quoted a couple tweets from a couple of very reliable sources, in Chris Johnson and Elliot Friedman.
Yeah.
But there was, to me, there wasn't any meat to it, as in who is saying this, what teams are complaining. Like, to me, it's a lot of, yeah, but those bitches are complaining. You're like, well, who? Well, just people. And I'd like to know more. Right?
I would too. But it wouldn't have been added to the CBA if it was no one, right? Like, obviously, yeah. this has been a thing. And all of these guys, as I pointed, could do it. Whether you're Carolina, part of it is some of Toronto's guys and a lot of their draft picks are Ontario kids, right? So if they want to come in for a couple weeks and work with their trainers, it's easy. And I get that. If you are Carolina or Florida or Anaheim or anybody else, and some of your guys go home over the summer, they're not coming into your gym. Or if you drafted a kid out of Peterborough, he can't just drive down to Toronto. He's got to get to Anaheim or wherever the hell.
He's skating with the Leafs.
Right, probably. It's not like I don't get it, but they kept using the term, it's unfair. It's not unfair. It's that, like...
Yeah.
And what you just don't want to spend the money. You yeah, could do this. You've chosen not to, and because you've chosen not to, you don't want anyone else to do it either. And that's bullshit. That's Mickey Mouse, man. That's
right. But what I'm really trying to say here is the money is not overwhelming.
It's not.
Right? And so you go, that's the equivalent of like 5 pro scouts.
Right.
Yeah, or whatever
or less,
it is. Now.
Yeah, like, whatever yeah. it might be. Like,
yeah, well, and I have no idea what a pro scout makes. But I'm just,
it's Scott Sabourin on your roster on opening night, right?
Okay, see, there you go.
Yeah.
And or Gabriel Dumont.
Yeah.
How about that? Chris DiDomenico.
Right.
Those guys.
For sure, man. Like, that's all we're talking about. So, yeah, no, it just bugs me that instead of your New Yorks, your Montreals, your Torontos, your whatever, that are paying the bills, you're going to turn around and keep biting the hand that feeds in terms of revenue sharing and this and that. Open your doors. See if your guys will come, whatever. But the fact that you don't want to do it doesn't mean you get to turn around and say to someone, it's not fair. And apparently it does. It's right in the CBA now. This isn't even just a pandemic thing. This was a... Like, sorry.
Sounds like grade 4. That's what it
a little.
Like.
It's just bitchy, man. It's just...
Yeah.
And the referee thing, again, like, these aren't, it's not like they invited the top 2 NHL referees. They invited some local AHL guys in because you're in Canada. They don't have to quarantine any different than anybody else did, right? It's not like they had to cross the border. It's not like they would. Those guys are in most of these markets. Are they in every market? They are not. But you could, let's say you're in Tampa, you could bring in a ref based in wherever in the U.S. as long as they don't have to cross the border and let them do it. But you've chosen not to, and so you don't want to let anyone else do it either. It just bugs me that they keep using the term unfair. It's only unfair because you've chosen not to do it.
Yeah, and the reality of pro sports, and if you look, there's a cap in the NFL. Mm-hmm. We have a cap in the NHL, and that is, that's the great equalizer.
Yeah.
At that point, That's what you do, right? If Toronto wants to hire, I don't know, half a 15-person analytics department, right? You know, there and is no do. Cap on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then guess what? That's the price you got to pay for the rest of the league. If you can't do it, that's where Toronto's advantage comes. You know, July 1st signing bonus. These are the things that we can talk about it, but there's just certain things.
To me, that's more of a thing that you should be able to. And we did talk. We thought that was going to be put in, and it didn't. They did not. They did not pull back on the signing bonuses thing. That would have made sense to me if you trim that on the top end and you trim the shit that Arizona and those teams are doing on the bottom end. I kind of get that, right? Like, you're going around the rules. This is just, we open the rink in the summer, and if people want to skate, they can skate. I'm like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah. And again, I agree with you. To me, this is good business. And really, every NHL team should be doing that, not complaining about it. I just, to me, the article, while I agree with
it's a Leafs writer. It's Jeff Fayette, and we'll share it. So he's obviously, now he was a little more reasoned even than I'm being right now. I'm annoyed by this. He's sort of trying to paint both sides of it, but he is a Leaf guy, and so it is what it is, right?
But, well, see, I don't think he has to, but I didn't get two sides from him. He was one that also said, striving for mediocrity.
Yes. Well, right? I think that's accurate, man. There's a lot that the NHL does that's to appease the bottom instead of pushing people up.
Yeah, well, and I get it. What they should be doing is dragging everyone in the middle.
What do you think? And I didn't really plan to go here now, but if Ottawa was shovels in the ground downtown, they're not a revenue sharing receiving team.
No.
Downtown Canadian market, there are fans. They're not a revenue, I don't even know what the other end is. Like, they're not a giving it out team, but they're not a receiving team anymore, right? Like, and this is the sort of thing that there's just some bad owners out there, and I don't know why this league wants to cater to them all the time. Like,
just. Yeah, well, because Gare is employed by those guys.
Hey, Gare.
Right? Yeah. That's how that goes, right? And as long as. Like, if you look at, and we've talked about it a bunch of times, the shit show that's happening here in Ottawa and the number of bad decisions that you know the Count has to be getting very upset about, right? But he doesn't say anything because, really, he works for Huge.
Yep. Ugh.
This is how it goes. So, to me, all the good that Gary's done is really been, if the benefit or the good of the game is kind of a secondary to lining the pockets of the owners.
Yeah, but we've also talked about, long before it was going to impact Toronto, we talked about, let's look at Chicago. All the guys that they drafted and developed and lost because of the cap. And you punish good teams, right, for drafting and developing well, because all of them are going to get, there's no bird rights, right? There's no flexibility for your own guys. And like, in that type of system, Toronto getting John Tavares isn't helped by that. But you do get a little wiggle room on Nylander, Marner, and Matthews, right? Because you did draft well and you did develop well and they've turned into something. Well, and the hard cap punishes good teams so that those guys have to eventually be spread out to your shitbirds.
To me, there can only be a hard cap, right? To me, the soft cap or a luxury tax or whatever it is you want to talk about, like they use in MLB, where the Dodgers every year go $30 million over or whatever, and they're like, psh, who cares?
Well, right? But the NBA has whatever, and the Toronto Raptors, who are not a big market, they won the championship last year.
Yeah, okay, and all I was saying was, I think we talked about here, and it was a point you brought, and I don't know if it was your own or
a lot of it I steal from Twitter.
Yeah, which is totally fine, right? It was the idea of some cap relief on organization-drafted players.
Yes.
Right? Whether it be, I don't know, 20%.
Sure,
who knows? Or something along those lines.
Something like
that. So that, it doesn't get to a time where you say, okay, Morgan Riley, Austin Matthews, Nylander, and Marner. And I go, whoa, okay, I got to get rid of him now, right?
Or yeah, someone's going to have to. Duncan Keith or Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews are Chicago drafted, developed, and whatever. They signed $10.5 million deals. Should they get a break on those? Those are in-house developed guys.
Right. I don't know. You don't have to get rid of your Bufflins and right. your...
Lads,
and for Steves and lads and whatever else, right? Who end up in,
you know, all of them in Toronto.
like,
oh shit! It turns out they're all third line guys.
They won there. They just they're just waiting for a better role.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
so
sure.
I agree with that, and I think that there's something to be said for that, right? Teams who draft well.
Yeah.
And if you want to continue to promote. And it's debatable whether the NHL wants you to continue yep. to be able to draft and develop your own players because...
Well, look no further than the three-point games, right? They want the standings to stay close. They don't want runaway great teams. They want everyone in it till the bitter end. They want right. parity even when it's not real.
But so this is what I'm saying is the days when you watched a team and you could follow the arc... Of a group of players, and you yeah. go, man, we have got this awesome group, and we're going to win 4 or 5 cups. And those days are so far in the rear view, right? Because after a couple, and heaven forbid, you don't get to win them with your guys on an entry level yep. or on that bridge level contract.
Yeah,
you're hooped.
You're fucked. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I sent you a video just last week, and I think I'll share it here. It was just the trade tree on Alexei Yashin to the Islanders for...
Which I knew it by heart.
Okay, there you go. And they end up with the second overall pick, which was Jason Spezza. They end up with, for some reason, the Islanders giving up on Zdeno Chara. They end up with Bill McCault, who
Do not forget Bill McCault.
I believe Bill McCault holds the NHL record for most consecutive games without a goal.
I think Scott Gomez beat that.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. He may have. They signed him to be a top line. Ooh, fuck. Yeah, no, it's true. But if that's a cap world deal, right? The cap came in a little while. You can't keep Spezza and Heatley and Alfredson and Redden and Chara and I guess Hasek at the time was part of a... Like,
But that is what happened.
I know, but they had to let somebody go, and they decided Chara over Redden, which,
yeah.
whoops. At the time, I think I agreed with them, but hindsight
Steve Dangle said that, right?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, I know it's easy to pile on now, but most people at the time,
yep.
right? Cause, and I agreed with it 100%.
Right.
In hindsight, man, it was 3 years before, man, Redden was... traded to the Rangers and then playing in Springfield.
Straight in the fucking yeah, one of the isotopes. It's bad, man. The cap just it changes everything, and Ottawa's got a good thing going there. I don't know how this would have necessarily impacted them because they didn't draft and develop Chara, right? He was drafted somewhere else. But they did draft and develop Redden. They did draft and develop Alfredson and Spezza and what like even for your small market teams, like if you don't want to spend to the cap, that's still important, right? To keep that number a little lower and maybe it lets you do some things. So,
well, and to me, what it comes down to is it's the same for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Toronto can spend more, but really they can only spend more if they draft well.
Right.
And develop.
Yeah.
Because the Tavares deal is still going to be a heavy, right? Whereas, pay Matthews the same money, but if it's going to count 20% less,
yep.
then you're loving
ooh,
it.
Giddy so, up, yeah.
Yeah, okay, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
is
of course.
At some point, you still have to be shrewd, not like the Habs
right.
or countless other teams, right, who just don't draft well, right? The onus is still then on scouting
yeah.
and drafting
yeah.
and developing. And so money or no money, to me, that is a super fair way across.
Let keep their guys, right?
Yep.
These are our guys. We create, and it's just, there was a couple other things we wanted to get to. Why don't we move to kind of this world right now that we seem to be in, and I it's probably overdue, where we're seeing a lot of pro franchises addressing their names, right? We're seeing it with the Redskins. We're seeing it with the Eskimos. Pressure is on the Indians. I think the Braves said, yeah, we're going to try and cut down on the chop, but we're going to keep our name. At last I saw. This Chiefs. Is the Chiefs. I haven't heard much from the Chiefs. Have you, to be honest?
No, me either.
Yeah. We're in a place right now in 2020 where we've seen a bunch of protests. We've seen the whole Black Lives Matter thing take shape, and it's sort of swallowed up a bunch of things where maybe it's time to look in a different direction. The Redskins made it public this past week that they will come up with a new name. That name has not yet, at time of recording, been announced. The Eskimos, to me, man, they have cited for quite a while now that we stay in touch with, you know, the First Nations communities, and we want their input, and they all say it's fine. But when they put out their most recent press release before it got released this week that they were going to look at a new name, it was, we have stayed in contact with Inuit leaders to see what they thought. And I'm paraphrasing, obviously. But when you use the term Inuit in your press release, because you know the term Eskimo is fucked up, you probably have to change your name, don't you? Like, if you're not even willing to wrap your arms around it in your press release.
See, and the thing is, it was interesting, because I've listened to it quite a bit, right? Especially the Eskimo talk, yeah. Right? Is that Eskimos, in terms of an actual band or a tribe or whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
are really only in Alaska.
Yes.
There isn't really any in Canada. And so,
but you do know it as a general term for Northern Native, right?
Like, yeah, but it's long since gone by the wayside, yes. Right? And so it is interesting, you know, the Aleutian Islands. And so Eskimo Aleut is the language that the Inuit, or some of them,
yes,
speak. It's a common,
yes,
language, but it's not a people. And so it was interesting. I was listening I think his name is Dave Jameson, works out of TSN out of Edmonton.
Okay.
Used to work in public relations for the Eskimos. And he was on, and he was talking about, really, if you look at it, it's really broken down in an age bracket, right? Older northern people have no real issue with the name Eskimo.
Okay.
A lot of the younger ones, yeah, they don't relate to it, they don't like it, and they don't want to be called Eskimos, right? So it comes down to whether it's Redskins, which is really it dates back to the idea that, yeah, if you could kill natives and get paid for it, yet how many Redskins you bring in,
right?
And so that is,
and we're just like, go Redskins, no good. Yeah,
well, this is it, right? And at some point you're like, that's gotta go,
right
and then everything else, I think, from that is on a sliding scale.
Yes,
right?
It is.
And so Indians is a term that has really been widely accepted, but has in the last 20, 30 years has really gone.
Is there anything more American ever than showing up on the soil going, we're looking for India. Is this India? No. Are you Indians? No. Well, we'd really rather not admit that we got lost and fucked up, so we're just going to call you Indians. You cool with that? No. Well, we're going with it. And that's the whole set for decades and decades and decades. Native Americans were called Indians because we were looking for India, and we're just going with it.
Wait, Matt. We're going to make this better by calling
them God.
North American Indians.
Well, it's just... we're just going to call it India and fuck whatever, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah. And so that is a term. I grew up next to a reservation that had Indian in it on the title.
Right.
Right. No longer, right? It became sure. First Nations. It became, you know,
but just the way that we ended up on that label to me is the most American thing you've ever seen in your life. It's just, right. Well, rather than admit we're wrong, you're just going to be Indians.
And so to me, Braves and Chiefs, whatever you want to do with that, I don't know, because it's not a,
well, we're not the ones offended, right? Like,
well, and this is the thing, when it comes down to the Eskimos and they're talking about, well, really only 30% of the people were offended by it. And you're like,
so fuck
well,
them or
yeah, well, this is it. Right. And it gets to a point where you go, you're a sports team.
Yeah.
How about you pick something that offends zero people?
Right. Well, and like, did you see what the most likely replacement is?
Empire?
Yeah. Is that better? Like,
I don't get it, or really.
But if you're trying to get away from the subjugation of an indigenous people, do you really want to lean into Empire on the other side?
You know what I think they need to go with?
Because they really want to keep. They don't want to keep. They want to keep that helmet. Yeah.
I like the Express.
The Edmonton Express.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, I'm good.
Or the Eclipse. What about that?
Yeah, sure.
Or does that sound too much like a douche?
I'm good with it. If you want to be the Eclipse, did you see
the Edmonton Eclipse?
Jesus. All right. Christ.
I think I'm out. I think I'm out on it now.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it's no good, man. Our buddy Bonks Mullet, he quote tweeted Boston Pizza, as they had said, we're no longer going to sponsor the Edmonton CFL team until, you know, they make some sort of change. And that's exactly what happened in Washington as well. Dan Snyder, who owns the team, always said, I'll never change it. I'll never change it. I'll never change it. And then like three quarters of his corporate sponsors went, well, then fuck you. We're out this year. And he went, all right, we can look at it. So Boston Pizza bails out as a sponsor on Edmonton.
Bel Air Direct as well.
Yeah. And Bonks Mullet quotes and goes, check the replies if you want to see a bunch of, like, angry white men shitting their pants over nothing. Like, what difference is it? And all of it, if you click in the replies, it's all, you've just lost a customer. Like, they have not. The first Fishbowl Friday, you'll be back looking for your Bud Light and watching the Edmonton game. It was no different last week. Toronto, the Leafs also posted a video of their guys in Black Lives Matter t-shirts. And there's people in the replies like, I've been a fan for 67 years, which means you're 104 fucking years old. And now I can't relate to my team and you guys have let... Just chill, right? Like, you've never seen wetter diapers in your life, man, than these teams trying to modernize their approach at all.
Yeah. And it comes down to things don't age well.
They don't.
Things don't age well. Yet sometimes you just got to let things go and move on. I saw on Twitter where somebody said they should actually call them the Edmonton Rough Riders.
Underscore.
And that really, everybody should either become the Rough
They're
Riders.
All Rough Riders.
or somebody else. So that way you go, oh, we're in Edmonton. Who are they playing? They're playing the Rough Riders.
Rough Riders.
Or they said they should go with the green and yellow.
And black, that way and yellow, black and yellow. Black.
Everybody can just become colors across the
red
league.
And black.
You
go,
yep, this is exactly right.
Well, and so of course, here in Ottawa, people are having a good laugh at it, saying the red blacks was racist because obviously it was red and black.
Black people and natives. Yes, exactly. We're pouring it on to everybody.
Yeah.
But see, this is what I'm saying is, the name, I didn't like that name when they chose it.
The Red Blacks?
Yeah. I thought it was ridiculous. But
not because it was racist. It was just because weird.
This is what I'm saying is I wasn't offended by
no.
it. I didn't like it. And now I am totally fine with it.
But the thing is, you and I have never been offended by the Eskimos. But somebody is.
No. And that's what I'm saying, though, is
no,
there's
know.
A difference between being offended and
being
disliking.
A jackass.
Yeah. And so... So this is one of those things where you go, yeah, fat white guy with barbecue sauce on his shirt, Northern Alberta.
Oh, I'm glad that last distinguisher came in there.
Live from...
Yeah, exactly. So where do you draw the line?
You.
is...
Where do I draw the line?
Well, you and I aren't the guys to draw the line, but we understand the Redskins...
I'm saddened by that.
No good, right? Is the Chiefs okay? Is the Blackhawks okay? Is the like, and who makes that call, right? Like,
well, I really think so. And again, Blackhawk is interesting because it sort of speaks to an individual person more than a nation or an ethnic.
And you and I can't speak to this properly, but they seem to, they do have like the blessing of the group that this was named for, right? Like they seem to be on now just because like, and we've seen in numerous cases here in Canada, like even building this pipeline, just because one group says we're down doesn't mean every citizen says they're down. And if you're upsetting people or you're offending people, I don't know, man.
Yeah, but Blackhawk was, and I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say he was a member of the Illini tribe.
Sure.
Right? University of Illinois used to be the Fighting Illini. I can't believe that's still the name. I had a sweet starter hat, Fighting Illini hat, back in the day.
Someone kicked it off your head at Canadian Tire.
No, I lost it on a ski trip. I was wearing it, bombing down a black diamond, and the hat went, and I'm like, ah, couldn't find it.
All right.
It's a bad end to a good ski trip.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think as an individual person, that's dicey. Indians has got to go.
Yep.
I think we can talk about Braves and Chiefs. But I think this whole idea of cultural appropriation,
mm-hmm.
you got people coming out in headdresses and, you know, right on the Braves thing is a tomahawk.
Yeah, you got to stop with the tomahawk chop. That's not okay.
Okay, but and that's what they're saying, right? Is it usually fires up with the music, right?
Yes.
But it's interesting.
Shut up. Stop it. This is no good, man.
Yeah. But see, the Florida State Seminoles.
Yeah. But they've had signed off on. Like, apparently they have stayed constantly in good communication with that tribe. And, yep. like, they have no beef with it. That's not to say no one has any beef. But the Seminole tribe has, I guess... been constantly involved. If we do this, is that okay? No, don't do that one. This is okay. Yes, that. No, this. I don't know. Like, is that even something you should still be trying to do, right? Like, if you're honoring them and they're involved, maybe it's okay. I don't know.
See, Eric Macromella, who does a great show.
Offside. Here,
Offside, Sport and Law.
Yep.
He said that the real test is, would you name your team, your brand new franchise today?
There you go. Yeah.
And if it doesn't feel right, then you probably shouldn't have that as your name.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Negroes.
That's probably not good, man.
It's not going to fly, man.
No, no one's buying that hat.
No.
Well, some people are.
No, they certainly are not, right? But just in terms of the things that you go, well, it may have been fine at one point.
Right. Well, have you watched it? A 1960s Disney movie lately? Ooh, boy, it does not hold up, man.
Blackface action going on some in there.
Or Bugs Bunny stuff. Like, there's big lips, and they're calling in Peter Pan, they're called Injuns and stuff. You're like, you can't show this to your kids anymore, man. Like, it's not okay.
Yeah, no, there's a bunch of things.
And they don't think anything of it, but you're sitting in the chair behind them watching them watch TV and go, oh, God, you're cringing a little. Right?
Like, well, and so...
It's Disney. I'm trying to think, you didn't think there'd be a problem.
Like the song, Let's Fall in Love, it's been redone by Alanis, but it's an old, like a late 50s, early 60s do it. And it's, you know, it starts out saying, I believe the lyrics are, Japs and Chinks do it. and you're like, what? And so the Alanis version doesn't have that.
No, I'm sure it doesn't.
Right? But you're like, Japs and Chinks.
Yeah.
You can't say that. And so, but it's the things you go, that's totally acceptable.
Yeah. And you don't have to go back far. Like I often and too often bring up on this show, like as a kid, I loved wrestling, right? And in 1993, Bret Hart's facing Yokozuna for the title. And they do an interview with Hulk Hogan in the back. And he's like, Brett, I'm challenging the winner, you and Yoko. It's either me and you or me and the Jap, brother. And you're like, ugh. Like, even at 10 years old in 93, I'm like, I don't think you can say that. And you're the American hero, right? Like, you're a good guy.
And so the things that were acceptable, even if it's
in 1993,
air quotes, acceptable, right? Yeah, things just phase out.
Yeah, it's no good.
Right? And so I think it's time, that some of these things get laid to rest. And if the Eskimos, and we'll double back to Edmonton, if they can find something, the Empire, the Express, the Energy, I think is another one that's sort of making a little headway
there. Edmonton erotica.
Yeah. Erect penises.
Sure. Yeah, right. It's too cold.
As long as you get the double E, right?
Apparently that's all they're married to, man.
They're going to keep the colors the same. Well, you look at here in Ottawa.
R.
When they needed the R. It's really what it came down to. You couldn't get Rough Riders back. You couldn't, so they went with
no
Renegades.
No one wanted Renegades back.
Yeah, and so it had to be the R, and I get it. If you can still run out there in your white, green, and gold with the double E on the helmet, I think you're going to be fine, man. I think you're going to be fine.
I wonder if they'd almost rather go somewhere else, sell some new hats, right? Sell some new whatever if you get rid of the double E. I know you grasp.
Some new merch.
Yeah. If you're going to have to completely rebrand everything, you might as well make some money on it.
All right.
I don't know. I'm just.
I don't. It's not my feeling.
Yeah.
I think they're quite happy to. Well, they're not happy to change.
No.
But I think they certainly are happy.
But that's it. As we circle all the way back, right? Like, to me, as soon as I saw that day one press release, it was like, we've spoken to the Inuit. I'm like, call them Eskimos. If you think Eskimos fine, call them Eskimos. And you didn't. Yeah. So you know it's time to change.
And that walking in a winter wonderland, now that I think of it, that's also. And you hear the Bing Crosby version, the Nat King Cole version, right? And he says, dressed up like Eskimos. That's gone now too.
I'm going to cancel culture Bing Crosby right here, right now.
that's not a go anymore, man. You don't even. So the fact is, if they're cutting it out of all those other places, you maybe should just take a look at it. Yep. That's it.
This is the year everyone's doing it. Just go along. It's probably time.
Well, and it's the filthy lucre, right? The buck. Follow the buck.
Yep.
Right? At the end of the day, people can talk about, you know, social change and whatever else. And the reality is, if FedEx doesn't step up and Amazon and whoever else and Nike,
we're out.
If they don't step up and say, we're not doing this, then Dan Snyder is just going to continue on his merry way, right? And if you don't get the backlash over money with Bel Air Direct and Boston Pizza, you're not making the change.
You'll never sell me another pizza. Shut up, stupid. There's like two pizza places in Edmonton. You'll be back.
Well, I just had a pierogi pizza last night from Boston Pizza, and I loved it.
It's good, man. I know we all rip on the chains, but it's good stuff, man. I like the Bandera bread. That's my thing.
Yep. How can you not?
So I think the other thing that we were going to touch on here tonight, and it's based here in Ottawa, but it stems from a few different places in terms of what was at one time cool to get rid of is almost cool to come back to now as I crack into another one of these beautiful pale ales from the Evergreen Craft Ales. Yeah. There's been talk for a while now, and even dating back to before this season, that the Senators may revert back to an old logo. And I got to be honest with you, I don't know. And I'm going to turn this over to you in a second to kind of take and lead with. But at the time that Ottawa changed their logo, I don't know that I really hated it back. I think it was around the lockout, was it not? Or was it a little earlier?
07. Yeah. Okay. Somewhere around there.
And it kind of became this 3D thing where they kind of turn the head and it's looking at you a little more and it's kind of 3D. When they talk about switching the Senators logo back, I really prefer that earlier logo, and it's kind of flat and you're kind of looking at it. It's obviously 2D versus 3D, and you're kind of looking at one side of the face. I know some people don't love the, I guess it's supposed to be like wings out behind it, but I think it's a sharp logo, and I was happy to hear that they were looking at maybe going back to something like that. It kind of sounds like, after some reporting by Haley Salvian of The Athletic, it won't just be the logo. They may go back to those kind of really early uniforms. I wonder what you think about them.
Well, and it sort of looks like, and for those of you who are having a hard time imagining it, it almost looks like a coin.
Yeah, and we'll share it at Talkin' Audio on Instagram for those who aren't familiar. If you're just young,
I like it.
Yeah,
I've never really taken to the new logo, right? New logo, the one that's been around for 13 or 14
sure.
years.
Yeah,
to me, it was always a bit cartoonish, jokish.
It's almost like it's kind of turning and winking at you or something, like, hey,
right. Well, and originally
we're not
it
as
had,
good now.
Yeah, exactly. We're no longer cup contenders. And so it's kind of, then it went to having the sort of the cape bunched up around the back or the cloak.
Yeah, see, I didn't love that, where it's kind of sticking up out above. Like, I dug the original, especially the white. Honestly, the white one more than...
Because it makes you think of it, Alfredson and Harris sticking out the side of his helmet. Sure. That's totally what I see, man. When it's sort of that, Krusty the Clown.
Yes,
look.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's the one, man. Yeah, and and to me, that is so Senators.
Yeah.
And I think what I like most is, I think they're leaning towards going away from the red. Right, they'll have a white jersey on the road,
right,
with black and red trim, and then they'll have the black with the white and red trim at home.
Yeah,
which to me is solid.
It's classic. Right?
Well, and we're at a time now where less teams have the black as the as the home jersey, and so to me, I like it. Go back to the original logo. It speaks to me as good times, right?
What was it? There was one, and I thought it was around before the lockout, but you'll correct me. There was one where it was red, but it had like either blue or black now. I can't remember, like up the sides under the arms and like white trim around it. I can't remember which logo was on it though, whether it was the old
new one.
It is the new one, yeah.
The new one.
So that must have been post lockout.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought the jersey was... I never liked the uniform, but I didn't mind the jersey. Sorry, I never liked the logo, but I didn't mind the jersey.
See, it was way too busy. To me, it was like...
It was busy.
Yeah, and I don't like the busy jerseys. To me, it was like the Calgary Flames jersey with the flaming horse.
See, I really like that one. I think that was cool. As a third, I would never wear it as my usual, but to me, to tie in the Stampede and the Flames, I thought that one was kind of cool. The only one that Ottawa, to be honest with you, man, the only one that Ottawa's ever had that I really thought, like, actually sucked is the one that said Sens in diagonal letters down the front.
Yeah, yeah.
That was terrible.
You're on board with the vast majority of the fan base as well.
Right. Like, I don't love the newish logo, but I'm like, that's fine. But the one where it just said, it's like Tampa and the one that said Bolt. I'm like, that's not even... your name. Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. They suck, right? Like,
and so to me, it's right up there with that Oilers jersey with the oil drop. That's sort of like, you're like,
yes,
there's that fat guy with the barbecue sauce on his shirt again, right? It's to bring this thing. It's I agree. Now, I did buy my son I think he had a Fisher black Sens jersey,
right?
Right, I think he liked it, and I didn't mind it.
Well, maybe he was younger and hipper. I don't know. As a crotchety
he's gonna go
old guy,
with,
I didn't like it.
Yeah, wearing somebody else's high school shirt. I don't know. I got it the bargain bin.
Right.
It comes down to, I think they're gonna go with, if they want to, for those who still want to see some red, they're gonna go with that sort of third jersey they're wearing now, which is the O.
Yeah.
With the red and cream with the O on it.
And it's so fine. It's kind of a nod almost to the old 67s and the barbershop thing. It's not quite the same.
And the original Ottawa jersey, just was an O on the front.
Right. And I don't mind that as a third.
Right. And that's what it will be. You'll see it on Throwback Thursday nights and whatever else. And it really got me thinking, you know, at some point you got to pick a jersey and a logo, and you got to stick with it, right? The Leafs have had the Leaf logo, in some incarnation
of it. They fucked with it, and they fucked with it. Like, Montreal, when everyone switched jerseys, Montreal was still like, nope, we're riding the C and the stripes on the bottom. Toronto got rid of... Yeah, and Toronto got rid of those bottom stripes, and it looked like a fucking pajama shirt for the first couple of years after that first 0405 lock. It sucked. Montreal was like, no, fuck you, we're not toying with it. And I respect that, man. Like,
Are you going back in terms of the one thing I don't like is at some point you got to ride a choice to make it classic. And you've touched on the Habs one, the Flyers one, right? The Flyers have...
But even they dicked with it a little, right? They kind of slanted the F at one point in the mid kind of 2000s. I was like, no, like, just leave it alone. Stop dicking with it. Like...
Do you want to go back to the sort of Alan Bester, Wendell Clark draft years?
The square leaf and the white shirt.
The block and everything is like, that's super lame, right?
Yeah.
So, no, you don't want to go back to that.
But they no, I don't. But they rode that all the way up to like just before their centennial here in 2016 or whatever it was. That blocky leaf. They got rid of the white stripes across the shoulders and shit, obviously. But that was the Sundin leaf, right? Like, that was the Joseph and Belfour leaf.
Gilmore?
I was fine with it. But I was also fine when they went back to it. But at some point, I'm just more like, stop picking at it. Just, you know? Yeah. Like, and I didn't really mind when they went back to the old-fashioned one that they're wearing now. Because it was like, if we could just erase the last 30 years, we would, right? Like, that's sort of what it signified to me. And I was fine with that.
Top three NHL jerseys?
Yeah.
Your top three
NHL after
jerseys.
Everything that we've talked about, this might be unpopular. I would absolutely wear a red Chicago Blackhawks jersey. I think that's really cool.
See, I want the white one. That's my number one.
Yeah, fair enough.
The white Blackhawk jersey.
Okay, fair enough. I'd never wear it because they're losers, but the Habs is classic. It's... They've never changed
never.
It. They've never changed it. They've never moved off of it. They're like, no, this is what we do. And do you want to get rid of the stripes on the bottom? No, fuck you. We're keeping them. I'm like, all right, man. Good for you, right?
Do you understand that most of your fan base feels like that stripe at the bottom is really emphasizing their boilers and they'd like to get rid of it?
Still puffing away on some Demoriers in the locker room or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was that beauty in that athletic thing where the one person said, and the most fascinating part about the Bell Center is seeing all the Habs media rush out at the intermission to take a smoke. To take a smoke. That's even using the local language.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to go take a smoke.
And I really I know for a while it was their thirds, but it became their regular. I really liked the black Flyers jersey. I thought that was cool. I really liked
the Eric Lindros era.
Yes, I really thought that was a neat jersey.
Okay, Matt, you and I see, to me, Flyers is number two for me, too.
Yeah.
I really like that jersey as well. And to me, I like it when you see them with the orange and they have the blocked out name bar in the back.
Yeah, I don't
makes
like
it
that.
Look,
I don't like
I
that.
I like it a lot.
No, I didn't mind the original orange and the number and the name were just on there. Now it looks like it's just been slapped on there like your high school gym class or something. I don't like that.
Like you're playing minor hockey.
Right.
And so to me, it's everything about Philly. I like it.
And they kind of slanted it. I don't like that either, right? Like it's a little different looking than it was in the late 90s with the...
Well, I think most people in Philly and, you know, sort of northern New Jersey, they have one eye higher than the other one. And it's,
sure.
I can say that from here. They're an ornery bunch.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, though, that's absolutely my top two in terms of those are the jerseys I look to and go, yeah, I would have one of those.
Yeah. When you look at the original six, you're like, okay, I get those. Detroit, classic jersey. Toronto, Montreal, Chicago, obviously Boston. Those are all. Philly, to me, is the closest to an original six uniform out of anybody that came in that next batch or anybody who's done anything since, and St. Louis would be in there. Like I don't really want one of those, but that looks like an original six uniform, right? It's that plain, not plain, but you threw the music note on there. That's our thing. That's what we'd, no crazy panther leaping at you, no stupid lightning bolt or coyote face or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
See, and to me Tampa, that's the worst jersey in the NHL.
Wow. The worst,
Little lightning bolt, the little lightning bolts on the pants and the...
Yeah, look at us. Yeah, like, yay.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it. The worst.
Can you think of a worse?
Oh man,
I don't like the ducks with the D that looks like a webbed foot. I don't go in for that.
D. Yeah, no. I kind
of
like
Dallas with their crazy star in the middle of the D. I don't like that either, but not the worst.
Anything since, like, I've liked everything that LA has done since it was in gold, right? Like, I liked that Gretzky era Kings logo. I liked kind of the LA one that they wear now. Like, that's kind of sharp. Vancouver's had some atrocities.
The one with that crown with little balls on the top.
I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it.
Oh, come on, man. That's so ugly.
Vancouver. I don't like Edmonton now with the orange. Stop with the orange. I like the orange trim. You can't be primarily orange. It's no good. I don't know.
Yeah, what about the Calgary with the red?
I'm good with it.
I like that.
I don't mind that at all, man.
See, there's a lot of jerseys that I'm indifferent about.
Yeah.
Like the vast majority. And really, in terms of if I didn't have any strong feelings towards the franchise, I really like the Leaf jersey.
Yeah, the Redux here that they've done. Yeah, it's nice.
And the white one. I like the white one, to be honest with you.
I'm not surprised if you prefer the white Blackhawks one or the red one, that you'd prefer the white Leafs one.
Yeah, it's true. But to me, that's a nice logo, and I like them going back to...
I really believe it's like, whew, that was pretty rough. We're going to try and get away from everything we just did here.
but the more intricate... Maple leaf,
yes,
right in itself.
Yeah, no, the veins are in there, and the
veiny one.
Yes,
bringing his convo full circle.
Exactly. So you're fully on board with what Ottawa's doing. You will have a new 2D Sens hat when it comes out.
No, probably not.
I might. I won't wear it, but it'll be here in studio. I think it's a sharp logo, man. If they go back to the original, go ahead.
I might buy the black jersey, though.
Yeah? Why not the hat? What's your beef with the hat?
I'm not a huge logo guy on the hat.
Yeah, no,
I like the Pittsburgh P.
Yeah.
Just Pirates, on its own. Yeah. Or the Nita Pirates one, yes. Which is what I'm rocking right now.
Yeah.
But I don't often go in for... I like my hats to be... And again, I think we've got a feeling right in this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a minimalist when it comes to hats and all that sort of stuff. Whereas you like it a little flashy
just
and gaudy.
Just a little gaudy. Come on.
Come on. Yeah. Hey, man, you have hats that have like swooshes and... I don't know, man. I don't go in for that at all.
It's called Nike. Have you heard of them? That's a swoosh.
Yeah.
It's know what? I think I don't want them to dick with it. If you're going to do this, and I'm going to hate the Sens, obviously, no matter what. But if you're going to do this, just do it. And I think it's different than what the Leafs did, but it's not that different. Like, okay, we understand. We kind of fucked with you here for a while. If you all say you love this old one, let's just go back to this old one and see if we can sell some shit, right? Because the franchise needs a little money. We want you to warm up to it again. And I thought that kind of 92, 93 through, and you'll correct me, I don't know, 98, 99, and it still kind of had those wings out behind it, I guess, and the 2D phase where you could only kind of see the one eye. Like, I thought that was a cool logo. I still hated the team, but that was a cool logo. And if you throw that on a hat or something like that we could hang up here in the studio, I kind of like that stuff, man. And I'd be
down. How about the old Peace Tower logo?
I don't even remember that at all.
And so it was Ottawa Senators and the two T's in Ottawa were sort of shaped into the Peace Tower.
Yeah, all right. Like I said, I have no recollection, but it's a neat idea, I guess.
So when they were awarded the franchise, I was given one of those for Christmas. So before they'd even come up with the new logo.
Sure.
And honestly, I loved it. I hated the logo, to be honest with you, but it was an Ottawa Senators logo, and it got ripped over my head in a fight.
Yeah, at Canadian Tire in Peterborough.
No, it was in Lakefield on Saturday night.
Of course it was.
pick up hockey, and I'm wearing this Senators jersey, and it got stuck on my helmet. Ripped the back out, and somebody was trying to pull over my head and speed bag me. But, you know.
Nice.
Big dome.
Yeah.
Helmet doesn't come off that nice. And the jersey getting stuck. No problems, man. We're good to go on a Lakefield Saturday night.
Almost as good as the Sudbury Saturday night.
Yeah, except we don't have the 16-year-old pregnant girls there. Whoops. That's what makes it. That's what makes it a Sudbury Saturday night.
Well, then
that's
not even a party. Like, what are you another awkward transition into the promo. Monday, July 27th. Bob McKenzie will join Tall Can Audio, I'm sure against his better judgment. We're looking forward to sharing that one with you. Wherever you're listening to this, make sure you are subscribed, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Pods, wherever you get your on-demand audio, make sure you've hit subscribe. Make sure you have hit follow, because Bob McKenzie will be here on Monday, July 27th. We're looking forward to sharing that one with you. Hope you enjoyed this one. For Rob, I'm Matt. We're on Twitter and Instagram at TallCanAudio, Facebook.com/TallCanAudio, and we'll see ya.
See ya!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at TallCanAudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app.